Thought leadership sounds great, but what is it? And how can you use it to promote your business? Let's talk about that in a minute.
Welcome to the Brand Telling Podcast, where we share secrets, systems, and strategies you can use to unleash the power of story to build and grow your brand. The Brand Telling Podcast is brought to you by the award-winning team at Communication Strategy Group, bringing a combined 50-plus years of publishing, agency and client strategy, creative and tactical marketing experience. Please welcome your hosts, Principal and Chief Brand Teller Arthur Germain and Creative Director Michael Simbrom.
I'm Arthur Germain.
And I'm Michael Simbrom.
So you're the Vice President or Director of Marketing for your technology, manufacturing, or professional services firm, and it's your job to promote the business. You know that raising brand awareness increases purchase intent among your customers, but you have a challenge. What your business does is not very different from what your competitor does.
So what's the best way to differentiate your company then?
Well, that's where leveraging your organization's thought leadership comes into play, Mike. We define thought leadership as the point of view of your leadership team that shares their experience, their expertise, their passion, their talent, and their attitude to better connect with your customers, your partners, and industry community. It's the why and how your company does what it does, not just the what.
Let's talk about the attitude for a minute. When a client is listening to what you have to say, you're a subject matter expert or a business leader, they're going to listen for your attitudes and see if they align with their own. Is that basically what happens?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think when a prospective client gets a sense of the attitude of your leader or your subject matter expert and how they take toward both their own business and the customer's business, it helps that prospect set expectations about the experience that they can have working with your company. And combined with the experience, the expertise, the passion, the talent, and that attitude, you can build a stronger connection and an emotional bond with your organization. And that's really something no elevator pitch can do.
Now, elevator pitches tend to kind of compress a lot of ideas that you don't want compressed necessarily. It's good to be able to expand on things. An elevator pitch may take 13 seconds. That may not tell the story.
Yeah, and here on Long Island where we are, we only have 3-floor buildings, so that's not much of an elevator pitch at all. But, if we get back on what we were just saying, if you think about it this way, if you're the vice president or a director of marketing at a law firm, for example, do you just tell prospective customers you have, skilled attorneys? You think your competitors out there saying they have unskilled attorneys? So they're like, wow, skilled attorneys, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, maybe we should get our law degree.
Google skilled attorneys, what you'll see is that over 100,000 hits show up. Why? Because skilled attorneys is the number one way, apparently, that most law firms differentiate and talk about what they do.
So that's really not a great differentiator, then?
Not at all. There's 100,000 lawyers out there saying that they're skilled. You've got to look for something a different way. And that's really where thought leadership comes in, or point of view. So instead of that kind of a phrase, you want to share your point of view about what makes them skilled attorneys or skilled technology solution providers or skilled contract manufacturers in the first place.
So if I'm talking about my experience as a lawyer, I may want to discuss how I got into the profession to begin with. What was my motivation? What events in my life led me to become a passionate lawyer?
Right. And what benefits you provide to your target audience. It's not just I'm a lawyer for everybody, but you may have a focus around contract negotiation law, and that's where you're really going to differentiate yourself. So how do you do that? That's the real question, right? So what we think you should do is interview your organization's leaders and subject matter experts to capture their brand stories about how they leverage their experience or their expertise to benefit the customers, partners, and your industry community.
And do you find that there's different, better ways to do that depending on the vertical that you're in?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways to do that. Your thought leadership content, if you will, can take a lot of forms. And that ranges from blogs and industry articles to news releases and customer success stories. In some industry segments, especially technology, ebooks and white papers are really popular.
I would think the success stories are good if you can find those and transmit them successfully, because they validate that you are a person who can be trusted to do what you say you can do.
Yeah, and I think the idea, and I like that you called it a success story, it's a customer success story. What you want to do is not just capture a case study, you know, problem, solution, result. That's fine, and it's brief up on your website, but you want to capture a customer success story. Why was this a success for the customer? And that's really where you can do that, where you can really share your thought leadership.
Well, you capture their attitudes as well, which is great, because then the listener has somebody else that they can kind of tap into that emotional bond.
Yeah, exactly right. So that list that we were talking about, it's endless. It includes videos, audio podcasts like this, infographics, explainer graphics, speaking engagements. But the key to success is making sure that the thought leadership and point of view is genuine and not forced.
Yeah, not somebody else's point of view.
Exactly. You know, this is especially true, you know, if you're an IT solution provider, it's more than likely that you've slapped your logo onto a vendor ebook or a white paper. Well, that's not your thought leadership, really. It's the vendor's thought leadership. You can certainly leverage their content, but you really want to expand on it with what makes your company leadership tick.
Yeah, it's like if I have a lawn mowing company and I have a John Deere brochure that I'm giving out to everybody.
Exactly.
It's not really going to do much for me.
No, I mean, the John Deere material is fantastic, but you want to talk about, if you're the, you know, the landscaping company, you want to talk about your service and why you're, you know, a John Deere certified, you know, expert. That is more meaningful than just showing their material. It doesn't say how you mow lawns. It says what, how they mow lawns.
Right.
So leveraging your organization's thought leadership is really the number one way to connect with your customers, partners, and industry community, and increase purchase intent with prospects. Thought leadership can capture your business experience, expertise, passion, talent, and attitude, all those things we've been talking about, like lightning in a bottle. And you can develop entire marketing campaigns and sales plays around that point of view.
And light it up.
Exactly. This has been Arthur Germain.
And Mike Simbrom.
At Communication Strategy Group. Thanks for joining us at the Brand Telling Podcast.
Build a better brand story for your business. Schedule a complimentary consultation with the brand tellers at Communication Strategy Group. Send a note to contact-us@gocsg.com or visit us at communicationstrategygroup.com/contact.